Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 and 6. The angels said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." He is risen. The completion of God's plan of salvation for mankind took place on Easter morning. Jesus, the Son of God, our substitute, rose from death. All of the Old Testament and the first portions of the four Gospels pointed forward to the coming suffering, death, and rising again of Jesus to complete his victory over eternal death for you and me. All of the New Testament following Easter pointed back to the event. If the centerpiece of the whole Bible is God's plan of salvation for all sinful mankind, then shouldn't that be our focus every day? If it weren't for what took place Easter morning, you and I would have had nothing to look forward to except our own death, which would have meant eternal separation from God. Easter morning changed everything. God accepted Jesus' perfect life, his innocent suffering, and his death as an exchange for our sinful life. Jesus earned eternal life for us with God in heaven. So if God tells us in the Bible that we now have a future with him, shouldn't every morning be a resurrection morning? Yes, we can look forward with anticipation and every morning remember Jesus' resurrection morning. God's promise to us has been fulfilled, and we look forward to everlasting joy. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus, and the joy and anticipation that you give me with your promise and fulfillment. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.